Yes, Your Honor.
Thanks, Peter. Great to see you all this morning. We are here to announce, as some of you already are aware, that Octavio Zambrano will be joining the Canadian Soccer Association effective immediately as the head coach of Canada's men's national team. Welcome, Octavio.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to have you here. Thank you. We're thrilled. Just as important as him being announced as the men's head coach, we're also, it's quite important to know that Octavio will be in charge of the entire men's side of the game, men's boys, from U15 all the way up to the senior men's team. So he will be in charge of the program right through and through. I'll let Octavio speak for himself with respect to his background, but I think it's quite important that I tell you a little bit about perhaps why we selected Octavio to lead our entire men's program. First and foremost, we thought it was important, even before we selected Octavio, that we change the structure of the program so that there was uniformity and that there was one voice. I think too often we have too many voices in Canadian soccer, and I think it's important to have one voice. So we thought it was important to change the structure first and foremost. Secondly, obviously, Octavio brings a wealth of experience where he's done it at all levels, whether it be with senior players or with an emphasis on developing young players as he has in his background. Obviously, he's got tremendous experience in South America and in North America, thus CONCACAF, and we believe there's no substitute in this profession for that kind of worldwide experience. He has been in some different environments and some challenging environments. But I think the most challenging environment is Canada. I think we sometimes focus on CONCACAF, which we all know is challenging. I know that maybe more than others. However, I think the most challenging environment is ourselves. And I think this announcement today and focusing on having one voice is to address the challenging culture and the challenging mindset that we've had in this country and to shed that negative mindset into a positive mindset, which we started doing in the last 4 or 5 years, but I think this will accelerate that process. Octavio has some excellent instincts for the game. I heard him say in an interview earlier, it's been part of his DNA, and he doesn't know anything different than football. He's a winner, he's not afraid to take on challenges, and therefore we're very confident that Octavio is the right person for the job. Octavio, again, welcome, and we're very thrilled. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Victor. Octavio, welcome to the Canada Soccer family, and if I may ask you to say a few words
Sure.
on your new role and excitement to be in Canada.
Sure. Well, good morning, everyone. I'd like to begin by expressing my deepest gratitude to Victor Montagliani, Peter Montopoli, Nick Bontis, and all the people associated with the Canadian Soccer Association. I have felt a genuine welcoming stance when I came here, and I appreciate that. I would also like to acknowledge Michael Finley. He has put me abreast with what is going on with Canadian soccer. We have had some meaningful, long conversations. I have had them as well with Morgan Corey and Desmond Zaros. So, in essence, we have begun already working towards what we all try to accomplish. I am extremely excited. This is the pinnacle of my career, no doubt, and I intend to do the very, very best. We have a responsibility that is not only related to the first team, the senior team, and the Olympic team, but also at the grassroots level and all the teams in between the national teams to create an identity of football to make sure that Canada reaches not the next level, but reaches the highest level. And I am extremely excited that I was chosen to do this job and for this task. I feel that I have prepared all my life for this job, and I am very thankful, and I will not disappoint.
Thank you, Octavio, and welcome again to the Canada Soccer family. At this time, we'd also like to unveil the new Canada Soccer away jersey, the Umbro jersey, and ask Victor and Octavio to unveil it for us.
On behalf of the Canadian Soccer Association, pleasure. Turn it around.
Octavio is also going to play head coach. Okay, I'd like to open it up for questions from the floor now. Just a couple of procedural matters. Please state your name and outlet and who your question is directed to. Please wait for the microphone to be handed to you by Carrie. So, first up.
Anyone?
Hello? Christian Jack, TSN. Question for Victor. Obviously, this was a very important hire for you to get the right guy. What was it during the interview process that stood out from you that made you realize that he was the right man to hire?
Yeah, listen, I think one of the things that was important, obviously we were looking at the experience factor, but also I think we wanted to make sure that we had somebody that had the ability to take on the role of a program, not just, you know, 22 players that get selected for a camp in the and in the Gold Cup or whatever that may be. So having that intimate knowledge of being in those, that kind of situation was quite important.
James Shilling, Sportsnet. Octavio, you've got a track record of improving teams pretty quickly, but that was, of course, a club football. It's now international. What's the biggest challenge, the difference between the two?
Well, I have spoken with quite a few colleagues I have that are also the national team coaches. I did my own research, and the selection process is the most important one, monitoring the player, making sure that they have in quality minutes where they are participating. And the issue of injuries also is a very important one. But I think that the base of the Canadian squad, it's a good group. It's a group of young guys that are coming up, and there are some that have already been established, and that by the time we reach qualifiers, they could and should still be on the squad. So I think it's gonna be a good measure for players, young players, and experienced players.
Matthew Shinney with TSN, congratulations, Octavio.
Thank you.
Victor, you said that there are often too many voices in Canadian soccer. If Octavio is getting as much responsibility as he is to help with the streamlining from the U15s up, what did he sell you on in terms of development? Because this is a long-term thing. What is his view from young players all the way up, and what is his philosophy in terms of development? And Octavio, the question is also for you.
You want me to address that first?
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, definitely in the first part of a player's life, as it relates to soccer, the period of discovery from the age of 3, 4 up until about 12 years old, it's critical. It's critical because this is the time where we must attain a total mastery of the ball, and by that I mean that we should be able to execute just about any technical ability that the game requires. Then at the age of 12, 13 is when other things come into play, the tactical alignments, how to play with the 3 in the back, 4 in the back, certain ideas about whether to go forward, whether to pressure, but those cannot be executed if we don't have that base, that technical base. So what we need to do, as we're preparing the first team, the senior team, which is obviously the priority, we should be working also on the bottom half of this pyramid where the grassroots level is, and making sure that all these concepts of mastery of the ball get taught and get monitored, and making sure that the players that are coming from the young ages are prepared eventually down the line to execute just about any system, any idea that the head coach requires.
Yeah, from my perspective, it's more of a, it's not just as it relates to Octavio and his philosophy and his ability to do the job. It's more of a cultural thing that we've seen, and quite frankly, it's one of the few places in the world, if maybe the only, that we have this lack of respect of the system. And it's not, has nothing to do with not getting results, quite frankly, because there's a lot of other countries that don't have even the pedigree we have, but they have a cultural alignment in terms of how the game should be played, how the game should be respected, and not, for instance, our coach in education, you know, it's all there, follow it. We have LTBD, follow it. It's all there. The problem is that people want to pull off the training sessions from Everton Football Club and rather do that at their club rather than having the resources we have here. And that to me is where, we have an amateur environment, and it's absolutely killed us. And one of the reasons why we need to grow on the professional side, and we're starting to do that, but it's early days as it relates to that.
Okay, next.
Ottavio, Anthony Totero, Red Card, welcome to Canada. When you're in the process of taking this position, will you promise that a league that will be set up here in Canada so that you can have a look at more Canadian talent?
It's of the utmost importance that we have our own league. And I commend Victor, Peter, Nick, and everyone that is at the forefront of making sure that this is done. There are a lot of players that are peripheral players within the organizations that are currently playing at the highest level in North America, perhaps in Europe as well. They are there, but they are not playing, they are not getting quality minutes, and they are bona fide good Canadian players, but they need to play. The league will give them that opportunity. It will give me also the chance to monitor those players and to see their development, to interact with the coaches, and this will be a Canadian thing. We will not rely on the MLS players or the MLS environment, what they decide, but rather the people in front of the Canadian Soccer League are the ones that are going to make decisions for the benefit of the Canadian players, and that's a huge, huge step forward.
Any other questions?
Sorry, just one more for me, again for you, Victor. A lot of senior men's national team coaches hired all around the world in different countries, for the majority are just strictly evaluated on results on the field.
Yeah.
This feels different. Am I right in believing that it feels different? And with that in mind, the enormous job that he has and that you've laid out, shouldn't there be a message of patience for people out there if the results don't necessarily come very quickly with the senior squad in terms of the amount of responsibilities that has been handed?
Yeah, there has to be patience, but I think also we need to accelerate a little bit of the attitude in terms of winning is important. There's a guy sitting behind you who's our U17 coach. Trust me, he likes to win. He also knows he's got a job from a development perspective, but he's not going to Panama to say, hey, you know what, well, we're good with eighth. He's going to want to qualify. And I think we need to integrate that. You know, development is important. You can't undermine development for an attitude of winning. But the problem is that winning is part of development. And the problem we've had here is that when you're in a professional environment, you know, professionals know how to balance winning and development. You know, at a pro club or a youth academy, they understand that. Our problem is because we're in a a majority of an amateur environment, you have people that don't know how to balance that, and you get the other end of it, the ugly parent syndrome, as we've all experienced. So, but you know, at our level, you know, if development is one at the youth level, winning might be 1A. So it's very important, obviously, in learning how to lose and all those kind of things that we've talked about. But the rest assured that winning is a very important ingredient in this matter. But obviously, you have to balance that with patience as well.
Okay, Richard.
Just for CanadaSoccer.com, and as we work towards a home match, your first home match in Montreal on June 13th, talk to us a little bit just about the passion that you have for the sport and how you hope you'll see that come out from Canadians as we grow the program.
It's a condition sine qua non to play the game of soccer. You can't step on the pitch without having the passion to want to win that match at all costs, fair, within the fairness of what the game calls for. But I think we have perhaps somewhat echoing the words that Victor just mentioned, we have been happy to participate, to be there, to just be one of the contenders, but we really have not been, I think my perception is that we have not been keen enough to think that we can win that competition, that we have to win it, that it is our preparation, and what we have done prior to that competition is for winning the competition, not just for participating. And we need to change that. And passion, if you don't have it, if you don't have that fire inside that takes you to make that extra move to really put your body and yourself in harm's way to accomplish something that is huge, that is important for this country, then you will probably won't be part of this program, because those are the kinds of guys that we're looking for.
Okay. Anthony?
Tavio, a couple other quick things. Have you decided on your coaching staff right here, Tavio? Have you decided on your coaching staff, number one? And number two, are you going to try to convince some of the Canadian guys out there that still haven't committed to Canada? I'm thinking about Cristante, who played in Italy and Portugal, and other players that haven't committed yet.
To answer the latter part of your question, yes. By all means, we need to do what we have to do, and we all have to get involved. Myself, members eventually, if it gets to that, from the upper echelon of this CSA, to make sure that the player understands that this is a very big issue for us, and that we really truly want him to have the honor of wearing the Canadian jersey. There is going to have to be approaches of different types to get that done, but I am confident that when I sit in front of these players, we will say the right thing to make them commit. The team right now has quite a few of those players that are non-committal, and one of the most important parts for us right now as we come back from Qatar is to begin to engage with them.
And the staff?
The second part was about the staff. We have Norberto Salamanca, who is a fitness trainer. It's also important, and very important, that we develop a philosophy of getting our athletes fit from an early age. Our fitness we do with the ball. We are not a type of coaching staff that requires that the players run and jump and do all kinds of different exercises. All of the exercises that we do are related to the game. So I know that will accelerate the development as well. So Norberto Salamanca will be in charge of that. Javier Livia, who is a Peruvian national, He is based in Livorno, Italy, and he has a great resume, not only in Peruvian national teams, but also having lived most of his adult life in Livorno, worked at the youth level, worked at the professional level as an assistant and as a coach. So he's going to be very good bringing all that information from Europe, all that wealth of knowledge for us to see how we can apply it in Canada. And obviously Michael, whom I think is the person that knows better than anyone what is happening in Canadian soccer. And we have spent, I think, three conversations lasting almost 90 minutes each conversation, and we've made tremendous strides already. There are a lot of concepts that we see eye to eye, and that's great, because then, you know, things can become a lot easier. And our goalkeeper coach will be Zach Abdel. Zach Abdel is a gentleman born in Egypt. He immigrated to the United States in the early 90s. He was my coach when I was with the LA Salsa, which is a team prior to the MLS in Los Angeles, and then he became a Los Angeles Galaxy goalkeeper coach, and then he went on to be part of the national team campaigns of Bruce Arena, I believe Bob Bradley perhaps, and he went on to Egypt as well. So he has a lot of experience in preparation of coaches, and I know of his quality of finding players, young players, and developing them to Europe. I can mention to you Brad Guzan, Timmy Howard, two players that went through his, you know, tutelage and ended up going in a very high in their careers.
Okay, seeing that there's no other questions, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us. Octavio, to Canada Soccer and our great country, and thank you, our president, for being here, making the announcement. In terms of the breakout session, for interviews for Octavio in the back with Richard, and for all of you that wish to interview Victor in the front here with Kerry. Okay, thank you everyone for joining us.
Here. Thank you very much. Richard? Thank you.